It's Beautiful News Thursday, and that means we get to chat to someone who is making a difference in the world. By now, you know that these stories, these short films, highlight people making a change and inspiring others to do the same. And on a Zoom call with me in Woodstock is Leah Holker. She is an author and a photographer, and her book is going to change the way you see something that we shouldn't have seen it differently anyway. Hi, Leah.
Hi, Danny. How's it going?
I'm good. I'm actually really stoked to speak to you.
Thanks.
So I'm going to be super transparent and super honest with you and go, before I even tell anyone about this book and your photography, I was one of those people that if I saw someone breastfeeding in public, I would feel grossed out by it and I would probably complain to the person that I was with. But because I've never done it and because I've never had anyone in my immediate life have to do it and have to actually feed and take care of a child, I can never understand how important it is, but also how beautiful it is. And then I got your article, I got your video from beautifulnews.com, and it's 100% changed the way that I see it.
That's super.
Okay, so tell me about this project, Breastfeeding 101.
Well, it started 4 years ago now. I can't actually believe it's 4 years, but I published the book 1 year ago, almost to the day. It was launched on the 1st of August, 2019. I started the project as just a portrait series about women breastfeeding in public spaces, because I've just seen so much controversial social media content about exactly what you've just said about women breastfeeding in public and how other people respond to it, and how many women are sort of breastfeeding women are sort of having a bit of an uprising, if you could say, around it.
So the response is generally what I was feeling. Would you say, like, people for something that should be so super normal and accepted? I mean, it's been happening for as long as people have been on the planet. Now, all of a sudden, we need to cover it up and hide one of the most natural things we could ever do. Is my reaction, quote unquote, the normal reaction?
Okay, first of all, I would say that the book looks at the Western perception or perspective rather. So I think that in a lot of countries like Sudan or Somalia or I'm just referring to African countries because we're in Africa, but I think that's not an issue in a lot of African countries. However, in the Western world, in the Western gaze, I think 50-50% of people do struggle to see women breastfeeding in public spaces just because it's not the norm, strangely, because it has been hidden for so long. It's been kept very private and women have just changed their attitude towards it.
Yeah, you make valid points, and it's so funny. Just interacting with your video, I learned, and now interacting with you, you're kind of making all of these little light bulbs go off in my brain. Leah, why this? Why breastfeeding as firstly like a photography project and then into a book?
Well, from my perspective, it was a real obvious one. I wanted to do a really big and interesting portfolio piece, and I've always wanted to publish a book. And my main interest since finishing my photography studies has been in dealing and looking at the stereotypes and issues surrounding women and sort of the perspective of on gender. And when I came across all the social media content about breastfeeding, if you need to step back one moment, I've been dealing with everything from portraiture, documentary, the nude, birth, newborn photography, and corporate profiles, right? So breastfeeding was a topic that sort of came up. And I thought it was such an interesting topic because the breast is seen in Western society as being predominantly sexual.
Yes.
However, also it's maternal. You know, it has two functions.
Mm.
And looking at it from that perspective, I just thought it was fascinating. And it was quite an instinctive start to the project. I just wanted to do it. I didn't really know what was going to happen. I didn't know it was going to become such a big project. It was just one of many projects I was working on. But it just absolutely intrigued me that there was such controversial opinions about breastfeeding, where it's just such a basic human sort of behavior. It's just such a normal thing to feed your child.
Yeah.
And how it's changed from, you know, over the sort of thousands of years, from being so normal to being so out of place in a public environment.
It's so crazy for me how a narrative can change over time from something good and normal that we still do anyway, because we have to, like, you're never not going to feed your child, but suddenly the rest of society starts to go, oh no, that's kind of gross. Like, it blows my mind. And I love the fact that you also, I want to talk to you forever about all of your projects, because you just seem like such an open person that I could learn so much from. But this one in particular, I feel bad for moms. Like, I feel bad for every mom that I've ever looked at and kind of rolled my eyes, even internally, at breastfeeding in a restaurant or breastfeeding in a mall or breastfeeding in a car. It's not okay that we shame people for this act of motherhood, like you said.
Yeah, no, absolutely. The funny thing is that before I started this project, I may have had about 10% of that feeling myself. When if I saw a woman breastfeeding, I would have been not alarmed. that's not quite the word, but I sort of would have averted my eyes and felt, just for a moment, I would have felt uncomfortable. But the more I looked into it, the more that changed, of course, over the course of the last 4 years. And now I don't avert my eyes. And in fact, after having all the feedback from the 101 mothers in this project, I've realized how so many of them actually got when they got a compliment or support from somebody in public when breastfeeding, they were really honored and really proud about what they were doing. So there were a number of women in the project who reported that when they were breastfeeding in a public space, and maybe it was a bit difficult or awkward, but they were having to do it to calm their child, there were occasions when the one lady or the one mother said that a much older man came to her and brought her a chair, and I think it was maybe she was standing outside a restaurant or in a similar space, and offered her a glass of water. And there've been a couple of other mothers who just said that somebody came up to them and said, "Well done, Mama, you're doing a great job." And that for me was such a fabulous change of perspective. It just doesn't happen very often, but what those mothers experienced really uplifted them.
It's so important that you've told us this, because I think it's very, very important for us to know how to show up in those spaces. Like you say, the feeling of initially, oh, okay, I'm not going to look, is probably worse than going up and saying, oh my God, what a beautiful child, or, you know, congratulations, or well done for being so open. Like, that interaction should always be done positively, right? Because that's kind of a reassurance that you're okay, but I'm okay, but we're also all okay.
Absolutely. And I think that it's really, what is the word I'm looking for? It's misunderstood how difficult breastfeeding is. I mean, if you look into my book and read some of the stories, you'll see what a struggle it was for many women to breastfeed, and how proud they are if they have been successful, and how disappointed they are if they have not been successful. They feel like they've, you know, not done the right thing for their child, and they feel like a failure, and so on. And so I have found that Well, I make an effort now when I see a woman breastfeeding. I mean, I don't do it all the time, but to actually go up to her and say, wow, you're doing such a great job, beautiful babe, and, you know, keep breastfeeding. It's so wonderful. So I make an effort to do that now. And I don't avert my eyes. I'll usually look and then smile at the mom and maybe just nod my head and just show an appreciation for a job which is actually so hard to do.
Yeah. Leah, where can we find out more about your photography? Where can we get the book if we want to get it for ourselves or if we want to gift it to a mom in our friends group?
So if you're looking for the book, you can look on the website, which is www.breastfeeding101.co.za, or you can just email me directly at info@breastfeeding101.co.za. The book is available in bookstores, but it's definitely best to get it directly from me because it's cheaper. And if you were looking to find out a bit more about my photography, which is, you know, so mixed in relation to the breastfeeding book, you'll have a look at my website, which is leahhawker.co.za.
Awesome. Leah, thank you so much for your time. And thank you for doing this incredible project. I can't wait to see what comes next.
Oh, thank you so much, Danny. It was lovely to speak to you.